The church need to be of the poor and for the poor. And I'm not just talking about materialistic poverty, but the poverty of heart that the gospel teaches, reminds, and invites us to live each and every day. When a young priest wanted to meet Saint Mother Teresa at all costs, even flying to India himself and showing up at the mother house, insisting on an audience with her. And of course, after much persistence, she agreed to meet with him. And in that conversation, after some cordial exchange, she asked him about how much time he spent praying each day. He told her he celebrate Mass, prayed the breviary and the rosary, to which she answered, "That is not enough, my son. That is not enough, because love cannot be reduced to the indispensable minimum. Love demands the maximum." That statement humbled him. That priest was Angelo Comastri, who later became the Cardinal Archpriest of St. Peter's Basilica, and he just went into retirement last year. Think about what Mother Teresa said. Love cannot be reduced to the indispensable minimum. Love demands the maximum. Saint Mother Teresa continued to tell him, "Do you think that I could practice charity if I did not ask Jesus every day to fill my heart with his love? Do you think that I could go through the street looking for the poor if Jesus did not communicate the fire of his charity to my heart?" And she ended the conversation by reminding Cardinal Comastri, "Without God, we are too poor to be able to help the poor." In that short conversation, Mother Teresa taught us what the gospel, what the first reading, as well as the second reading, want to teach us today. Everything we have, my brothers and sisters, it not only for us. Those are the gifts, the talents, the treasure that God had endowed to us to be used for others. And we need to recognize our poverty, our dependency, and find our humility in Him. Or else we become so full of ourselves, so full of the world, so full of other things that we get live our life of faith, our relationship with God to the bare minimum. We do the checklist motion instead of giving Him our all. Remember what Mother Teresa said. Love. Love. The love of God. The love for God in our neighbor cannot be reduced to the indispensable minimum. It demands the maximum. It demands our all. Mother Teresa and her sister are not able to go out and truly care for the poor if it's not for the love of Jesus. The poor is really hard to love at times because they're gritty, they're real, they're honest. They're broken, they're hurt, they're suffering. So to love the poor demands that we are in love with Christ. And unless we are in love with Christ, then we have made the world and everyone else become indispensable to us. My brothers and sisters, that's not right. We cannot serve both mammon and God. We cannot serve our own ego. We cannot serve the things of this world and God. We need to give Him our everything. My brothers and sisters, my invitation for you, and I'm asking you to really reflect upon your life, especially with our young people and with the public school system, with sport, with extracurricular activities, with career, with all the things of this world, we seem to make excuses all the time. oh, I cannot go to church because I have to be on duty. Oh, I have to do this and that. I'm just so busy. The only words that I've been coming out of people's mouth is that I'm too busy. Busy for what? Busy doing what? Do all those things really matter? Do they help you and I be at peace, be at rest with ourselves? Or are they making us really agitated, anxious, frustrated, burn out all the time? Busy for what? Sometimes we go through the motion, and we keep on moving, and we make ourselves busybodies as if we're important. Is it really important? What are you giving to other people if you don't have time for God? Remember what Mother Teresa said again, without God we are too poor to be able to help the poor. What are you giving to other people? What are you hoping to get? A pat in the back? More championship rings? More trophies? More medals? What? Do those things really matter? Do those things really matter if you only come back to a house, come back home tired, and miss the point of spending time together, the point of service, the point of faith, the point of love, the point of hope? What are you living for, my brothers and sisters? If we spend our whole life chasing after all these things, and if we teach our young people, our children, to live after these things, we have created a hopeless world. A world that's dark. A world that has nothing to live for except for shallow, feel-good, sentimental, emotional satisfaction. A world that is chasing after false euphoria, but have no depth, no truth, no happiness, no joy. Our true happiness, our joy comes from God. And we need to recognize our poverty in Him. To recognize how much we depend on Him. And once we recognize how much we depend on Him and how poor we are without Him, we in turn open our eyes to see those around us. If you and I don't know that, we're raising a new generation that will be filled with hopelessness. There will be more suicidal idealization and tendencies. When things fail, when there's nothing else to look for, when the achievements, when the success, when the things of this world fall apart, people want to end their life because they have allowed all those things to define them. What is there to live for? What is more important than worldly achievement and all those earthly goods? When was the last time you choose to waste time with God? Waste time with one another, to receive from Him, to love Him? When was the last time you allowed your life of faith to be more than the indispensable minimum? When was the last time you enjoy going to church, spending time with Him, be peaceful in prayer? When was the last time you desire God? my brothers and sisters, all these questions matter. Because the church is of the poor and for the poor. Those who are too proud, too full of themselves and of this world, will become very vocal. But they're like clashing cymbal and gongs. They speak, but they have no depth and substance. They demand change and expect everyone else to change for them, but they will never change themselves. Because they do not know how to love. Because it's all about them. Let us raise, therefore, new generation of young people who love God, who choose God, who desire God, and who want to serve Him in one another. This world is full of poor people. People who are poor because they don't know who they are, because they have nothing to give, nothing to live for. And if we already recognize our poverty in God, that we have nothing to give except what we have first received from Him, we need to be the church of the poor, for the poor. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, spend time today. Cross off some items off your calendar. Stop being so busy. Reprioritize your life and my life, and allow God to be our first and foremost. Allow time to grow in our faith, and allow time to waste time with one another instead of going to the next thing. Nothing really matters. Stop acting like you're so important and busy. It's okay. Step back and remember that love cannot be reduced to the indispensable minimum. It demands the maximum.